Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. And be joyful. Yeah, I'm just really thankful today. I woke up, I'm feeling better, so I'm so close to being 100%. And I'm just grateful for God and the things that He does, and I'm grateful for His Word, and I'm just thankful that I can go to Him in all situations, and He'll open those doors or He'll close those doors, and I have that firm reliance in that. And I know that God's wisdom, the wisdom of this Word, the wisdom that is in the Word, that the Word's spiritual, and that some things I might not understand, but I just have to deal with, you know, you got to change your mind and change your heart to what the Word says. And I'm thankful to have read. And if you're not reading, I just suggest to start do it. The anointing that is in you, that anointing will work in you and will teach you. You don't need a teacher. Open up the Word, read 10 minutes a day, pick a chapter and just start reading, because it'll start to hit you. The Word is alive. It's an amazing it's not a document, but it's an amazing thing to have in your life. If you go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, I'm going to do verse 12. It says, if we suffer with Him, or if we suffer, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He will deny us. If we believe not, yet He abideth faithful, He cannot deny Himself. Of these things put in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. If we suffer with, if you believe in the name of Jesus Christ and you're suffering as a result of that, you're going to have a crown of glory. And sometimes you got to remember that if you're going through that, I don't want to say religious, but if you're being persecuted, and this will happen. I mean, this happened to me when I was younger. Luckily, God took care of that situation, and it formed me, that war, that fighting formed me. But if you're going through it for the elect's sake, if you're going through it because you're Christian, be thankful. God will provide, but God will come through. Verse 15 is the one I really wanted to go over. Study or be diligent to show or to present thyself approved, examined, or tested to God, a workman or laborer that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That worker or laborer, we are to be laborers of reading the word, not laborers of the law, not laborers of action, laborers of reading the word. If you're worried about not being right with God, let's say, first of all, you're righteous. You have to know that. You have to believe that. You are righteous the moment you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You're saved that minute. You're a son of God. But we are to be laborers of the word, reading the word for purpose, to learn it. It'll affect you in an incredible way. But if you go to verse 16 of chapter 3, this is going to be pretty quick. I'm going to go over this too. Verse 16, all scripture, and this is the book of authority, all scripture is God-breathed or given by the inspiration of God and is profitable or helpful or aiding or useful for doctrine. And this is for teaching, for reproof or proof or correction. It's a convincing argument for correction or to set right again, for instruction or training up as a child in righteousness, that the man of God may be fitted or perfectly fitted or complete, thoroughly furnished unto every work, every good work. That's what the word of God does. It's good for doctrine or teaching, reproof, correction, and instruction, training in righteousness. If you're lost, this is what gets you found. If you're lost in your mind, you go to the word. This is what changes your life. This is how you have faith. This is where you start to learn to believe. You have to mix it with believing. This is where you find peace in your life. This is where you find rest. This is where you find and have a confidence with God. It's all from the word. So take the time if you're not doing it. Have a great day. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God. never to Jesus Christ. It's to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ with that sacrifice of thanksgiving. Have a great day today. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for just each and everything that you have done for me and that you continually do. I pray that you open those doors and close those doors with everything that's going on, that you show me the right path. I thank you for my family and again for my brother. You heal his hand fully. I thank you that you saved him and you protected him. I pray for our business and all the things that are going on with that, that it's a blessing and that that we can accomplish everything that needs to get accomplished. There's a lot. I thank you for the people that you brought into and bring into my life, and that you continually weed out those people that aren't supposed to be there and keep those people that are, and show me the truth in that matter. And I'm very, very grateful for you and for your son. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.